So in our practice, we use sometimes interchangeably the words mindfulness, awareness, knowing, pure awareness, mindful awareness. So remove all the words. And things are known. And when we remove all the words, we are again, I have to use words to talk, but we are aware. But as you can sense, when you remove the words, that awareness does not have a location. It does not have a height or a depth or a color or a shape. There's no inside to it or an outside to it. Yet everything is reflected. Everything is known. And an aspect of that, what might be called the ever-present wakefulness and clarity, an aspect is what we call sati, or mindfulness, remembering. It's like, and sati is sometimes a word for mindfulness. Mindfulness is not a very great word. Could just as easily be heartfulness. But mindfulness, that which we apply to the different sense experiences that are presenting themselves, and mixed with what's called sampajanya, or clear comprehension, the knowing of an object, is not the same as just that uncaused open awareness, but nor is it different, really. It's not the same, or is it different? Then you could say it's an expression, just like love is an expression of awareness as well. We talked about that more yesterday. It seems as though those who through whatever means, again, using language can only approximate reality, but those by whatever means are put in touch with or are able to get used to, get to know a little bit this natural awareness, natural mind, some would call it. Some would call it vidya, or primordial awareness, or primordial intelligence. Those who get in touch with this, get used to it, learn to trust it, see that it's out of the natural state of our own mind, that all the qualities of that are needed to get along in this world they seem to flower, they seem to mature, they seem to be more accessible. In other words, if I'm caught up in my little internal drama, caught up in my, and I'm very identified with my thoughts, I'm not really noticing, not really in touch with that kind of ever-presentness that I am, I'm off in an idea, the flow of love just does not happen. The skillful response to the situation I'm in doesn't happen. Yet, when I'm awake, when I'm here, when I know I'm here, it's like everything's available to me. I'm able to actually know. I don't know what to do, or I know what to do, but there's a workability to life. And it seems as though that quality of affection that we've talked about, that attention brings affection. When there's attention, there's just a natural flow of loving kindness. I cannot stay with you, in touch with you, without caring about you. Just not possible to be in the same space, know it, and I'd have to have gotten bound up in some kind of trap in thought, and lost a sense of awareness in order for me to lose a sense of caring. So the practice naturally leads to a widening of that circle of affection, the circle of awareness. And paradoxically, it seems that those who develop this very careful gathering and sustaining and come to that single point tend to just intuitively start sensing that their own mind is much wider, that there is no location for awareness. It's not in between your ears. Nobody's ever seen any awareness between your ears. That it includes everything. It's everywhere. So this particular practice I'm about to do, and I've done many times here and other places, is really about sensing, getting used to that natural awareness, vidya, the mahasati, the great mindfulness that just is your natural state. And then hopefully to introduce you to the effortlessness of the way mindfulness rises up to notice different objects as an aspect of awareness. So if that's confusing, forget every word I just said. And just let go of all your anchors right now. Let my voice be the anchor for this time and just the little pointers. And hopefully you'll find a posture that's fairly comfortable, that where you don't have to move. And if you have to be on your back, that's okay too. I'm going to experiment with virtual props today, you know, the virtual gongs, I should say. So once you've found a posture that you can remain relatively still, I'd just like to let yourself be aware of your eyes closing softly and feeling the sense of settledness. And let your body mingle with the space around you until you begin to have a sense that there is no inside of you or outside of you. There's this open space that includes your physical form, without which you wouldn't be able to do this, but your mind is not limited to this form. And so I want you to imagine or sense or feel your mind to be like a clear, empty sky without limits. Begin by letting the sounds that are heard float through this open sky of your mind. Aware of the gongs, the distant sounds, the sound of my voice, the sound of silence. Letting all the sounds, loud and soft, arise and fade without naming them or judging them. So simply hearing. Sounds come and go. Mind is like space. The sounds arise in that space and they pass away. Make no effort to hear the sounds. Let the sounds arise and let listening happen by itself. In the clear, open, sky-like nature of the mind, again become aware of physical sensations, like points of feeling or stars flickering in an evening sky. Free to be in this vast openness of mind. In our immediate, direct experience, there's no head, no shoulders, no arms or legs, no front, no back. Only points of feeling, sensations, flickering like stars in evening sky. Sounds, sensations. There's no inside, no outside, only these appearances. Rising and fading. And that vast, sky-like nature of the mind. Thank you. notice that the awareness is perfectly still. Not the slightest movement toward or away from any experience. Allowing the sounds and sensations to appear and disappear in the open stillness of mind. There is no head, no neck, no shoulders, no arms or legs. Just points of sensation in that limitless nature of the mind. Remaining perfectly still. Not the slightest movement toward or away from any experience. The mind essence is motionless. Clear, open, sky-like nature of the mind. Be aware of thoughts and images like clouds floating through an empty sky. The thoughts like clouds have no roots, no home, empty, vaporous. Sometimes described like a footprint of a bird in emptiness. Appearing, vanishing in the vast sky-like nature of the mind. Awareness is soft and steady, perfectly still, no reaching for or pushing away any experience, allowing the sounds, the sensations, and the thoughts and images to arise and fade by themselves. The immovable, sky-like nature of the mind. There is no inside, no outside, only these appearances, rising, fading, making no impact on the sky-like nature of the mind. Look within the nature of the mind. It's clear, invisible, like open space. Look within your own mind. Clear, empty, not made of anything, shining, containing all experience, but not limited by it, unconditional. Free. Clear, sky-like nature of the mind. It's deathless. There is no solid body, no arms, no legs, no back, no front. No inside, no outside, remaining still. Be the stillness. Clear, open, welcoming, sky-like nature of the mind. It's home. Look within your own mind. Rest your weary mind in this natural great peace. Rest. Be free. Be aware. like the sky. Open, impartial. Welcoming all experience, but not limited by it. Rest in the nature of the mind. Rest in the nature of the heart. As Sri Nisargadatta said, love tells me I'm everything. Wisdom tells me I am nothing. Between these two, my life flows. Rest in the sky-like nature of the mind. the next gongs will mark the end of the sitting. Rest in the sky-like nature of the mind. Clear, open, not made of anything, shining. Welcoming. Peaceful. Rest in natural great peace.